Welcome back to JR Morning. A significant change is coming to Lansing that will impact both how your tax dollars are spent and how our state lawmakers are protected. Governor Whitmer has officially signed the Hall Ethics Accountability and Transparency HEAT Plan. That's a major reform package designed to shed light on the often opaque pork barrel spending process. Also, in addition to fiscal transparency, the governor signed legislation granting expanded security powers to the Capitol Sergeants at Arms. And joining us to discuss these bipartisan victories and what they mean for Michigan is the architect of the HEAT plan himself, Michigan House Speaker Matt Hawes. Mr. Speaker, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So what did you see in the budget process that convinced you that the system needed this major overhaul?
Oh, it's been terrible. I mean, we'd come in, we'd have a budget bill, and then at the last minute, they'd throw in, hundreds of these projects, and no one would know what they are. We didn't know who sponsored them. We didn't know who the beneficiary was. And, it's an $80 billion budget, and say, this is $1 billion of it. You just say, well, I want to fund police. I want to fund education. We want to support health care. So, I mean, I vote for this. And then you'd find out a year later what it was. And you'd say, these are terrible. I mean, we saw a lot of bad things, and there's criminal charges for these, a lot of these, and just wasteful spending. So that's why when I became speaker, I said, look, we got to change this. We need transparency in budgeting, and that's how the HEAT plan was created.
So then is this, in your mind, going to be enough to do away with some of these, pork projects through the budgetary process?
Yeah, well, what we do is we're forcing the politicians to disclose the pork spending projects 45 days before a vote, and then we can have an opportunity to vet them, to look at what's the public purpose, who is the beneficiary, does the organization exist? Believe it or not, that's something we have to do, because in the past, the politicians would fund a project and then create an organization after they got the project, which is not right. And ultimately, who is behind these things? Who's sponsoring them? So we're doing all of that, and that's going to give us an opportunity to sort through these things and prioritize the things that have the best value for your tax dollars. So, if it's an important bridge or, funding for a new hospital or something like that, I get it. But that's not what a lot of these things were. I mean, they were doing splash pads and hip hop academies and Zen centers and all kinds of things, a lot of waste in there. And then I think that one of the biggest changes we made is it used to be the Whitmer administration, they would just give them all the money up front. They'd spend it. And if there was something they were doing improper, they couldn't do anything. They try to claw it back. Mm-hmm. Well, what this is they have to get approval for the expenditure or reimbursement. So that's going to stop a lot of these shady. I mean, you saw this, really expensive coffee maker and all that. That isn't going to be able to happen anymore.
Kudos to getting this passed, because I think a lot of people think some of those things are ridiculous and would like to see it. What are your thoughts on FOIA? Why not expand it here in Michigan, as we are only one of two states that do exempt lawmakers and the governor from FOIA?
Well, I sat in these negotiations, and it was really hard to get the politicians to agree to actually do transparency in the budget. I blocked all the pork, and the Democrats wanted the pork so bad they agreed to it reluctantly, and it was one of the things that slowed down the budget this year. So I think the money, where the money is going and how it's spent, is truly the most important item. And that's why I focus my efforts on that instead of FOIA.
Another major change you champion involves expanding the security powers of the sergeants at arms. Why was this important for you to push this legislation right now?
Well, we've had an uptick in threats against our elected officials, and And we saw the horrible things that happened in Minnesota where their former speaker was murdered, and, you know, Charlie Kirk and his assassination. So we're doing a lot at the Capitol to better protect our elected officials. And one of the things we're doing is allowing our House sergeants to provide more security outside of the Capitol. So that events that, you know, if there's an event where several prominent elected officials are advertised, as speaker, I can now send security there to ensure that that everyone's protected.
You mentioned that this bogged down the negotiating process in the last budget. Does this increase the speed in which you're able to pass a budget or stay nimble enough through those negotiations?
Well, I think it helps because, I was sitting there, you know, they try to shove this stuff in there at the end. And I'd ask Winnie Brinks, the Senate Democrat leader, what is this stuff? What are these pork projects? And she didn't even know what they were. I have to get back to you. And so if you're really trying to assess, like, what is this? Where is the money going? Is this a good use of tax dollars? You can't do it because they don't have any information on these things. So forcing them to disclose it so you can actually, like, research this before you're in the room negotiating, it will speed it up.
All right. Well, Michigan House Speaker Matt Hall, it's always great to have you on the show. Thank you so much, and congratulations on those bills that passed that you spearheaded. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Just as a former news reporter over there at Channel 4, like, FOIA is a Freedom of Information Act, and it just is a good way to get information of the government. And
yeah.
So that's why I asked that question. I'm just wondering, why not go a step further?
Well, and it almost sounds like maybe that was something that was talked about, but again, when you're trying to negotiate, mm-hmm. right, that some stuff is going to get left off the table.
Yeah.
But with that being said, you're right. I mean, Michigan is way, 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 way behind on that.
Yeah, even
way behind.
The sergeant at arms, you know, they're given more leeway investigating, you know, things, and they're not subject to FOIA either, you know. So, you know, a lot of people are saying, you know, why shouldn't the public have access to these reports of investigations and the threats against elected officials?
Well, and I also don't think it's fair to taxpayers. I don't think it's fair to any entity that receives government funding, schools, for example, hospitals,
yeah,
cities that have to pay their first responders. You know, if you're going to bog this process down, you know, we went through a stretch of years during the Snyder administration when things were moving right along, passed the budgets on time, everything went smoothly. Well, it became more contentious over the last number of years, and it's not acceptable to put in these budgets late. So if this speeds up that process, I'm for it.
Right.
Coming up, we're going to be talking about that $2.4 billion investment the Big Ten Conference is considering taking on with a member of the Michigan Board of Trustees next at 8:35 on JR Morning.
Also, we've got tickets for you coming up at 8:49. You could get to the grandstand seats at America's Thanksgiving Parade presented by Gardner White. We'll give those away for you coming up at 8:49.